Chapter 3, Recalling Old Skills. The women went back in time to recall the skills and knowledge that had been taught from early childhood. They began by making snowshoes. The work was hard, but despite their aching fingers, the women continued until they finished the task. Then they walked atop the snow with their snowshoes to check their rabbit snares. They were cheered to find they had caught another rabbit. The people had tried to snare rabbits in the area without success. This made the women feel proud, but superstitious about their good luck. That night, the women talked about their plans. They agreed they could not stay in the fall camp where they had been abandoned. There were not enough animals to survive the long winter. They were also afraid of other bands of people finding them. They feared their own people because of broken trust. The two women sat in the shelter thinking about where to go. Suddenly, Chi burst out, "I know of a place."
"Where?"
Saw asked. "Do you remember the place where we fished long ago? The creek where the fish were so abundant we had to build caches to dry them?" The two women agreed it would be a good place to go. The following morning they packed. Their caribou skins served many purposes. That day they served as pulling sleds. They used the skins as a tent and to pack their things. The two women began their journey. Temperatures had dropped, and the cold air made the women's eyes sting. They walked late into the night. They had not gone too far, but they felt as they had been walking forever. They decided to make camp and fell fast asleep. Morning arrived, and they woke up but could not move. They realized they had pushed their bodies too far. Finally, the younger, more determined Saw managed to move. But the pain was so great she groaned. Knowing it would happen to her, Chi lay still for a while. Finally, Chi made her way out of the shelter and they continued their journey. The women continued to push on for 3 more days. They suffered from aching limbs, stiff joints, and swollen feet. Finally, on the 4th night, the women almost stumbled onto the slough. They walked down until they came upon a large river. They carefully inched their way across, making sure the ice did not crack. When they reached the other side, the women used their remaining energy to build another shelter. They were mentally and physically exhausted.